Hidden History Time. Charles Fay joins us. Charles, good morning to you. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks, Mark.
So Victoria Hill, right in the, really in the guts of Bendigo, and gee, I was reading a little bit about it, and that shaft, one of the deepest in Australia, and has a fascinating history.
World.
In the world, was it? Yeah?
Yeah, at the time it was the deepest shaft in the world, yeah.
It's amazing when you think about it, like what, around 1900 or whatever, by 1910, 1,406 metres. That's a long way down, mate. Or probably more importantly, when you're down there, it's a long way up.
Well, can you imagine? I mean, Jeffrey Blaney's got this fantastic image of New Yorkers going up lifts at the turn of the century, whereas Bendigonians are going down, you know, greater distances underground. You know?
Yeah. Mad. Well, tell us a little bit about the background to Victoria Hill.
Well, Victoria Hill's a fascinating place because it was when the diggers first came looking for gold, the alluvial gold along the creeks, they noticed these outcrops of quartz around Victoria Hill, which is opposite the Gold Mines Hotel nowadays, and they started to sort of hack away at those outcrops of quartz, and they eventually sort of cut open cuts into the hill at Victoria Hill, and you can still see two of those open cuts, Ballasted's open cut and William Ray's open cut. And what Ballasted and William Ray did was they were sort of pioneers of quartz mining, and having discovered these sort of surface outcrops of quartz, mined them as open cuts, they then chased them underground. And Victoria Quartz becomes, I suppose, in the 1860s, the place that proves that Bendigo has riches buried deep underground.
And it's, and excuse my absolute ignorance here, but particularly back in the day, like quartz was a very valuable iron?
Well, no. Well, basically you can get gold in two forms. You can get gold that's been eroded from quartz reefs, and you find on the surface, but then you can get gold that's still, you know, in volcanic explosions, it's extruded through faults in the earth, and it's propelled through the country as sort of very hot quartz. Uh-huh. And when you find this white quartz, that's where you find the gold.
Oh,
you have to
okay.
You have to sort of get the quartz reefs, crush the gold, and crush the quartz and remove the gold.
Okay, all righty. So, and even now, currently, the great thing about it, as we can get out and about a little more as well, is it's a great place to go and have a look and have a walk and all that sort of stuff.
Oh, it's a wonderful place to have a walk. I mean, it suffered a bit during the bushfires in 2009. It came very close to it. But the council's put through these wonderful paths, so you can walk through the open cuts. You can walk through Ballasted's open cut. You can climb the Poppet Head on Victoria Hill, which gives you a wonderful view of Victoria. And then you can go down into Ray's open cut, where you can actually see the geology of Bendigo. So you can see the exposed quartz reefs, and you can see what the features that geologists call synclines and anticlines. Geologists love William Ray's open cut, but then the vegetation has come back wonderfully, and you can see the red ironbarks, which were so distinctive of Bendigo before the gold diggers arrived.
Yeah, inclines and anticlines. I only knew a Patsy Cline. She could sing a bit. Look, it's fantastic. The fact that, as I say, it's basically right in the middle of Bendigo. We've got all of these fantastic things. And the Victoria Hill, it's one. I've been up to the Poppet Head, but I haven't actually sort of done the walk and explored. So I have to put that on the bucket list or the poppet list. Anyway. Sounds good. All right, Charles, listen, as always, fantastic to catch up. And we'll do so again and have a look at another bit of our hidden history next week with you on the show. Thank you.
Okay, Mark. See you later.
Charles Fay, our history expert. Check it out. Weather's getting better. Freedom's getting better. That is a very good idea.